Thank you, ladies. Many people lead what seem to be full and satisfying lives. All of their physical and emotional needs appear to be fulfilled. They have nice homes, good jobs, and they are surrounded by family and friends who love them. And yet, even the fortunate individuals who seem to possess every good thing in life, who would appear to have a complete background for happiness, may feel a kind of lack. This lack is extremely subtle and may often be attributed to general anxiety or even a slight physical disorder. Everyone has experienced this vague feeling of discontent at one time or another. And once we recognize this sense of need or our longing for a truly fulfilled life becomes so much more intensified. Just as we are moved to action by pain or discomfort in our physical being, so should we be moved to action by this message from within. This message tells us that there is something missing in our way of life and that some basic changes are needed. This feeling of the need for change implies that a better way of life is possible. This sense of questioning implies an answer to all questions. This readiness within us implies the capability to make a new beginning. Each of us is capable today, at this very moment, of discovering a whole new way of life. Finding a new way of life is always a great adventure. It is a challenge that demands courage, strength, and resolution. Anyone who has ever attempted a change in this way of life knows that it is truly an expanding, uplifting, and renewing experience. With it comes the realization that each day is a new and boundless source of happiness. We sense that those things or conditions which seem to give happiness may only give a temporary feeling of contentment. The happiness that results from objects or situations is a very fragile happiness, and the slightest imperfection can upset it. Perfect happiness, however, implies a sense of equanimity, of inner balance. It is a happiness that comes from within, that is lasting and fulfilling. This happiness, which is only hinted at in sense pleasures and in possessions, is really based not upon the things that change, but on something that is changeless. There is within us, and pervading the entire universe, a changeless oneness and wholeness, an underlying balance and harmony, an inherent unity. It is this unity that is manifest in our life as relaxation. Realizing this unity, we can let go of thoughts of confusion and distraction and live a life of peace. It is this unity that is manifest in our life as an open and receptive attitude. And realizing this unity, we recognize the immense eminence and immenseness of God in and through all things. It is this unity that is manifest in our life as the recognition of our true spiritual identity. Realizing this unity, we become aware of our own inner spiritual power and potential. It is in this unity that is manifest our health. And realizing this unity, we demonstrate physical wholeness and vitality. It is in this unity that is manifest our life as prosperity. Realizing this unity, we attract to us God's infinite abundance. It is in this unity that is manifest in our life is constructive and loving human relations. And realizing this unity, we find it's natural to express love, for we know that mankind is spiritually related. It is in this unity that is manifest in our life as right thought and right action. Realizing this unity, we become aware that our positive thoughts and actions bring about direct positive results. It is in this unity that is manifest in our lives as attitude of forgiveness. And realizing this unity, we can recognize our past errors, yet freely give up thoughts and actions that stand in the way of happiness and spiritual unfoldment. It is in this unity that is manifest in our life as right judgment. Realizing this unity, we depend on inner guidance as the ultimate criterion in evaluating situations and making decisions. It is in this unity that is manifest in our life as right direction and goals in the light of spiritual understanding. It is in this unity that is manifest in our life as faith. Realizing what we are, aware of faith as a dynamic activity of mind and heart that is the key to all our spiritual experience. It is in this unity that is manifest in our life as prayer. Realizing this unity, we pray effectively. We commune directly with God, the source of life's blessings and happiness. These loving and wonderful experiences that wait for us can lead us to a new way of life that is the expression of the unity of all things. When we consider what it is that constitutes a way of life, we may think of, at first, of such things as a standard of living, home, family, occupation, education, habits, entertainments, and so on and so forth. Yet we also know that more than these, more than any of these things, a way of life is a way of thinking, a way of understanding, and meeting life's challenges and opportunities. Each individual, by his own way of life, is constantly seeking and expressing the level of his own expectations. Consciously or unconsciously, each person searches for a way of life that will bring him true and lasting happiness. Whatever direction his life may seem to be taking in the outer sense, each individual is really searching for the perfect happiness of unity with God. Once this search becomes a conscious endeavor, life becomes a great adventure. When a reader of books puts his book aside and decides to write his own, when the aspiring artist decides to paint a masterpiece of his own expression, when a dreamer decides finally to fulfill his dreams, when a philosopher decides to demonstrate his philosophy, when a student of truth decides at last to live that truth, the great adventure begins. If we look into the life of an individual who has undertaken such an adventure, we find that it is never a change in the outer condition alone that brings about a new way of life, but that some subtle interchange begins a new outlook and rearranges the person's activities and environment, resulting in fuller expression of his highest goals and highest ideals. there appears a new direction and a revitalization of all phases of living, a new way of life. When this interchange occurs, apparently overwhelming difficulties and hindrances are disregarded, overlooked, and even forgotten. Once this adventure is begun, obstacles tend to crumble, frustrations tend to vanish. We find that in reality, nothing can stand in the way of our personal growth. Nothing can keep us from our birthright of happiness or our spiritual fulfillment. There is in with each of us an inborn promise of spiritual fulfillment, an inborn spiritual capacity that is constantly seeking greater manifestation. This spiritual capacity in us is ever urging us to find new ways of knowing and expressing the truth about ourselves and about all of life. This tendency in us is ever guiding us to those special people and unique experiences that bring out and expand our infinite potential. As we read and learn about truth, and as we resolve to live what we know, we are following that inner leading toward a new and happier way of life. This inner leading or guidance is really the spiritual force within us that signals new beginnings in our ways of thinking and feeling. Just as within a rosebud, there is a hidden force that signals the blooming of the flower. Thousands of tiny impulses, subtle elements of timing and development, build toward that moment of opening. When the special combination of need and readiness is complete, nothing can restrain the natural expression of growth. At that moment, the petals of the rose begin to open naturally and unfold into beautiful fullness. When we recognize within ourselves the signal of a new beginning, we know that we are at this moment now ready for great things to happen to us, in us, and through us. The unconscious elements within us are ready for conscious unfoldment. We are ready now to begin the fulfillment of an inner promise of happiness. We are ready now to receive and to give boundless love and blessings. We are ready now to expand our whole being, to accept and experience the wonder of this universe. And we are ready now to understand eternal truth and to express the realization of truth dramatically. We are ready now to open our minds and our hearts to the infinite possibilities of life. If you think right now of what it is that we really want from life, we need not be concerned with transient interests, a change in jobs, a move to another neighborhood, or some new possession. We need to think instead of what we really want to accomplish in our life and of the lasting goals that we hope to achieve. If we are honest with ourselves, we find after careful thought and self-examination that what we really want is to be happy. If we ask ourselves what besides happiness we seek, the answer will be that happiness alone and nothing more is our ideal. We perceive that happiness is ideally a complete experience that involves our thinking, feeling, and sensing natures. It is the experience of freedom, contentment, and joy in all phases of our existence. It is whole and wanting nothing. The way of life that can bring happiness then must be a way of life that in every way brings a sense of wholeness and unity. To gain a clearer understanding, it is good to reevaluate our present way of life. If we are troubled by apparent disease or physical weakness of some kind, we need to remember that illness or weakness is really only a feeling of being isolated or cut off from life. We may have believed that health and strength have somehow been held back from us. But if we close our eyes and open our minds to wonderful possibilities of life, we can imagine the feeling of being completely in tune with infinite vitality. We can see that in truth, every part of our body is purified and filled with perfect health. The feeling of wholeness that comes with this experience is a life-giving, it's a happy feeling. If we have believed that lack of material resources has been making us unhappy, we need to realize that we are actually heir to the boundless supply of the universe. No limiting condition or apparently adverse event can possibly separate our good from us. And once we are able to accept this truth, the good that is manifest in our life is unlimited. If we have believed that loneliness or lack of communication has been the source of our unhappiness, we must realize that in reality, we are divinely connected to all people in an infinite pond of love. We are one with all people in the world. Living in this awareness, we feel and express God's love, and others respond to us in helpful and in loving ways. Whatever wisdom we seek, whatever understanding we need, awaits us at this moment. All truth and all good is open to us as we become more fully aware of our unity with infinite wisdom and divine guidance. We can make decisions with right direction and the right ways of meeting challenges, and opportunities become clear to us. We have seen all the unhappiness come out of a sense of disunity and isolation. But we may consider that we are like a wave of an endless ocean. We may at times think that we are alone, set apart from our good, but in truth, we are never separated from the boundless power and the supply of the universe. We are part of an infinite bliss, and never for a moment can we be isolated from our good. We are divinely connected to eternal good in a bond that cannot be broken. We are connected to a oneness that can never be divided. Holding on to this awareness, we find a happiness that is truly complete, and we express this infinite goodness that is not only all around us, but within us as well. You hold within yourselves the key to unbounded happiness. And now is the time to begin to open yourself to what promises to be the most wonderful experience of your life, the spiritual adventure of realizing and expressing your unity with God. Truth can be experienced. It is not something apart from life. Rather, it is the very nature and the wonder of life itself. To know, you must experience. To experience, you must become one and open and receptive through love and self-discipline. You must be ready to be stimulated and encouraged by your own uplifted attitude about life and by the wonderful changes that you will continually experience in the quality of your life. You must take up the great adventure yourself. You must make every personal and transforming decision to begin a new way of life. In learning to follow the light of your own spirituality, we find our awareness of truth increasing little by little, day by day. Just as at the first moment of the dawn, we see a faint lightening of the air around us that grows into the brilliance of day, so also will we begin to perceive more and more of our own inner radiance. As this light of understanding grows, we realize joy, the fulfillment, the happiness of spiritual adventure. Shall we begin now to make this lesson practical? Will you please join me in our closing meditation? Please take a moment to get comfortable in your seat. Rest your feet flat on the floor. Close your eyes and place your hands in a comfortable position in your lap or at your side. And just relax for a moment. Relax your shoulders and your back. And take a deep breath in and let it out slowly. And as we release our breath, we are releasing all that is not holy and pure and good. We're letting go of hurts, of weakness, of sorrows, all of those things that are not of God. Let go. Be still. Be still and go within, deep within, to the center of your soul, where our Father waits and welcomes you with unconditional love and boundless happiness. When I hear the howl of the wind and that still small voice, and know they are uttered by the same power, the Father and I are one. When the energy of a storm rages within me is a zeal and a zest for life, I have the power to become what I am. When I watch my grandsons become young men and a seed become a tree and know they meet at the crossroads of life, the Father and I are one. When I observe the order of the heavens and the irresistible force of love that moves through my life, the harmony of the universe is mine. When I feel a gentle breeze against my face and the loving squeeze of a loved one's hand and know that they stem from the same heart, the Father and I are one. When Christ, my hope and glory, can be seen within me and in my life, I am that I am. When the sunrise and the sunset marks a new beginning for my eternal life, the Father and I are one. For the awareness that all is one, Father, I give you thanks. Amen. The Lord blesses you and keeps you. He causes his light to shine upon you. He is gracious unto you. He lifts your consciousness and gives you a new life in Christ. Amen.